Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. Rich Carney is our guest and our new friend. He's with the Department of Energy. He's the program manager for the Energy Star Program, which is a joint venture with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And we're going to talk about how to save some money today and still keep our feet warm and our heads cool all year long. And, Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you back, or good to have you on the show, Rich. And I'm very much interested in what you want to talk about today, Rich, because, as you know, all businesses, not just small businesses, but all businesses are really having difficulty with pricing power right now. It's hard to raise our prices, which wouldn't be so bad if sales weren't actually off a little bit for a lot of us. But yet our expenses seem to keep going up. Our insurance costs are going up. Our energy bills are going up. And one of the things that you do as a profession is you help people like me and my audience save money on our energy costs. I want you to tell us how to do that.
Well, the first thing I would certainly advocate for any small business is when they set up shop or if they're looking to replace some of the equipment that they have in the office is to look for Energy Star equipment. Now, before I get into exactly what equipment we're talking about, let me just define that Energy Star is a voluntary labeling program, as you mentioned, co-sponsored by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Agency. And it's set up to help businesses and consumers easily identify highly efficient products to save energy and money while protecting the environment. Now, for a small business, certainly they'll be in the market for buying computers, copiers, faxes, CRTs, printers, scanners, water coolers. All these pieces of equipment all have Energy Star qualifications. There are all this equipment, Energy Star models available for them. And what I certainly advocate for any small business is go directly to our website at www.energystar.gov and take a look at what's available for the small businessman and to see what products would be available would be likely that could be used in a small business.
Now, when you say look for Energy Star products, is there going to be some kind of a decal or some kind of a designation on there, or are we looking for specifications?
We are looking for the consumer or small businessman. All he needs to do is, when he goes shopping, is to look for a box that's labeled with the Energy Star. It's on the boxes. It's on the machines. It's right there.
All right. So if we're looking at a computer or whatever it might be, it'll say this product is rated Energy Star? Or?
It will have the Energy Star logo, which is a half earth with the words energy and a star depicted on the logo. It will be right there on the box. And also, if you went to our website, you can find out what products exactly are Energy Star qualified.
I'm actually on your website right now. And if you go there, folks, on the left, it's got a link that says products, which identifies appliances, lighting, heating, and cooling, and a bunch more. You even give us links to stores?
Yes, it's very possible. You can put in your zip code, you'll be find out what stores are located in your area.
Wow.
And also, if you go in the zip code, you might be able to find some special offers that are available in your local area as far as rebates or incentives that the local governments might have available.
This is pretty handy, folks. I didn't know this was around. You know, folks, you could go. I know many of you use the Consumer Reports to find out which product is the best however you're doing your due diligence. Let's add this aspect to the due diligence that you conduct when you're deciding to buy something. Don't just focus on the price point alone. Go to energystar.gov, and here are all these appliances, heating and cooling systems, home electronics, lighting, office equipment, and then you can go and find a store near you that offers these things. I did not realize until I found out about you guys, Rich, that this was even available.
I'll tell you, there's a wealth of information on that website. And also, obviously, a small businessman, not only does he worry about office equipment, he'd be worried about his regular utility bills for heating and cooling.
Right.
And there's a wealth of information there available for heating and cooling equipment and also for items that can help on the walls and the windows of the businesses.
Absolutely. Folks, when you go to the products section and you check, find a store, you look for a store that, that might sell this kind of stuff, it actually lets you put your zip code in. You can find out how far out you want to go. You can tell it to find the stores that sell online or don't sell online or if they sell by mail order. This is a very, very nice, very helpful website, Rich. Congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Let's talk about some of the specific things. We obviously, buying an appliance with Energy Star ratings is a good thing. But talk to us about some of the other things we can do to our property.
Well, one thing I would certainly advocate is take a look at if you have a small business and the building itself is under the control of the small business, then I would take a look at the walls and the roofs. Certainly, if there are any leaks or anything in the walls, I would certainly advocate caulking and putting in weather stripping. And if the windows are small enough to take residential size windows in your storefronts, I would certainly look to put in Energy Star windows. The Energy Star Windows program is climate specific, so depending on where you're located in the country, we'll tell you what the qualifications would be for an Energy Star window.
All right.
And we have over 350 window and window component manufacturers that are partners in Energy Star. And one of these companies, Geldwin Window and Door, last week was named Energy Star Partner of the Year for window manufacturing. Oh. And they certainly have the capability of helping out small businesses.
In addition, on the windows thing, folks, in addition to having, you want the insulated window panes, but also there's something called, on the framing, the actual sash of the window, you want something called thermally broken. And what that means is there actually is a thermal break. You know, in a double pane window, there's a thermal break between the glasses. That's what gives you the insulation. But there actually are frames that are thermally broken. They actually have a break in the air between the frames themselves, and that adds to extra. It provides extra insulation. So make sure when you buy a window, it's not only doesn't only have thermal panes, but that the frame is thermally broken too.
And also, depending on where you are in the country, you'd be looking for special coatings that either will admit or prohibit solar heat from coming into the space.
Right.
So if you're located in the south, we'd like a window where the solar heat gain is minimized. Where in the north, you'd like to have the solar heat gain enter the space, certainly in the wintertime, to help to heat your space and reduce some of the load on your heating equipment.
These days, in terms of products that either save energy or consume energy, you just can't base your decision based on the brand model, the model brand, or on the price anymore. You've got to really focus on. You really need to do the due diligence, as I said earlier, and make sure that what you're buying is going to not cost you, not going to eat up whatever savings you might have enjoyed with energy consumption. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with our new friend, Rich Carney, and we're going to talk some more about how to save you money, how to put more money on the bottom line. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, small business advocate, sometimes known as the Midnight Rider. Rich Carney is our guest and our new friend. He's the program manager for the Energy Star program over at the Department of Energy, which as we mentioned earlier, is joint ventured with the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. We're talking about how to save energy and save you money and try to put a few more bucks on the bottom line. Every penny we can save in expenses drops right to the bottom line, Rich, and we certainly need to know how to do that. What about the lighting issue? What's that program, the green program that I hear about?
Well, Green Lights was a program that was started in the early 90s, which has been virtually discontinued for the fact that it's been basically oversubscribed as a very successful program.
Okay.
Well, one thing that we can certainly do on lighting, we have what we call Energy Star lighting. We have two different categories. We have compact fluorescent light bulbs, which are screw-in bulbs that replace incandescents. As a matter of fact, compact fluorescent light bulbs use 66% less energy than comparable incandescent light bulbs, while at the same time lasting almost 10 times as long.
You're going to be really proud of me, Rich. I am actually currently working under one of those lights you just mentioned.
That's fantastic.
I have a drop-down light over my broadcast area, and I put one of those little round circular fluorescent light, screwed it right in there instead of having the other one. It's very comfortable, too.
It's cooler,
to the
too. It's not as hot as the incandescent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just one more factoid is that replacing one 100-watt incandescent bulb with a 32-watt CFL will provide the same amount of illumination, but over the life of the bulb will save you $30.
That's These things never wear out, do they? I've got fluorescent lights in my main office overhead that have been up there for 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I put the fixture in over 10 years ago, and I haven't changed the bulb. And these lights are on all the time. I work all the time. So, yeah, I agree with you. And those are pretty cool products, those little fluorescent lights you can screw right into a lamp.
Right. And also we have Energy Star light fixtures, which come in various all shapes and sizes for the home or also for the small business. And we offer the Energy Star portable fixtures, which are basically replacing lamps. And the energy savings are tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all need to be doing this, and of course, we're talking about electricity, which this goes all the way back to the to the overall country's energy grid situation. But what about let's talk about petroleum a little bit. What can we do there?
Well, I'm not an expert in petroleum. I focus on buildings, but certainly. By reducing the amount of gasoline that we use by using more efficient vehicles would certainly help reduce the petroleum inputs that we have into this country.
Of course, in the north and especially the northeast, a lot of homes are heated by heating oil.
Oh, absolutely, and I certainly advocate doing all sorts of modifications to the building structure, whether it's putting Energy Star windows, adding insulation, putting Energy Star doors into your homes. So, of course, in the northern parts of the country where heating is a big criteria over your annual energy costs, making modifications with Energy Star-type products will certainly help reduce the amount of oil that you consume.
Can we get some information on your website, which is energystar.gov? Can we get some information on there about which furnaces to buy?
Absolutely. There's a
and
category.
Air conditioning units?
You just click on furnaces, and you'll learn about Energy Star furnaces, and if you hit your zip code, you can find out who sells Energy Star furnaces.
Now, is it hard to find Energy Star? Let's get back to the lighting for a second. Is it hard to find those things? I mean, I've bought a few lights and lamps in the last couple of 3 years or so, and I don't remember seeing that jumping out at me. I didn't know to look for it, but maybe it was there. But are Energy Star products readily available on the shelves?
Absolutely. You go to any of your do-it-yourself hardware stores in any locale, and they will have Energy Star compact fluorescent light bulbs, Energy Star fixtures, Energy Star appliances, Energy Star windows readily available.
Now, how do these companies who manufacture these, how do they qualify for Energy Star? What do they have to do?
In certain situations, take appliances, for instance, where we have federal standards which mandate a minimum efficiency level. Energy Star goes above that. Usually, an appliances will go about the top 25% of the product inventory and label those Energy Stars. So there are federal standards that must be met by any piece of equipment, and Energy Star qualifies the more highly efficient ones of those categories.
Right. Okay. We've got the summer coming up, Rich. As you know, you got any tips for us on how to more economically cool our homes this summer?
Well, if you're going to replace it, certainly replace your homes with a Energy Star qualified central air conditioning system or Energy Star qualified room air conditioners. But before that, I would certainly look at making modifications to the walls and the windows, and to basically caulk up and weather strip any type of openings that might have some air infiltration.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that you might do if you're into landscaping is to plant the trees in front of your southern facing windows.
Mm-hmm.
This will help shade the building and also minimize the amount of solar heat gain that gets into the space.
Absolutely, and of course, overhead insulation, attic insulation. It's always good to add some of that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, both for the cooling season and the heating season.
And you know, when you get a little long in the tooth like I am, the older I get, the warmer I want to be and the cooler I want to be in the summer. And so this is not just about saving money. This is about me being comfortable too, Rich.
Any of our products will certainly increase the comfort of your home or your small business. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Rich Carney, ladies and gentlemen, with the Department of Energy. He's the program manager for Energy Star program. That's energystar.gov. Check that website. It's very helpful. Very well done. Rich, thank you for being here today. Good job.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you another day.
Good.
Go take a quick break. We'll be right back with Donna Brazil. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. We're going to get jiggy with it when Donna joins us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.